This is a COP production. You are now listening to Cinema Cabinet with your hosts, Ted Evans and Wayne Burfine.
Hey everybody, my name is Ted Evans, and with me, as usual, is my co-host, Wayne Burfine.
Hi everybody, it's Wayne Burfine.
Wayne, you're here.
Hi.
We just watched John Carpenter's Ghost of Mars.
Fucking held me down. God damn it. What a horrible movie.
No, my favorite thing about it is, like, John Carpenter puts his name on all of his movies. Like,
yeah.
It's always John Carpenter's this, John Carpenter's that. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, do you think, like, John Carpenter should just, like, stop?
Yes.
Putting his name on stuff?
Yes.
Like, it's like, diluting the brand.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of a really good example, but I think John Carpenter is about as bad as it gets.
Well, I mean, there's movies that you're definitely, like...
Like Stephen King's this, Stephen King's that. And it makes me almost not want to go see a Stephen King movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, they don't say Stephen King's Shawshank Redemption, do they?
No.
Right, and that's one of the best goddamn movies ever made,
right.
Ever.
Right. Well, I mean, another example is, like, Wes Craven, he kind of fell off, too. But he stopped putting his name on, like, the Scream movies.
Oh, right.
I think the first one
was... But that's his best franchise, though, isn't it?
But the first one was good, then... Was that... Yeah, Wes Craven was...
I keep mixing up Nightmare on Elm Street with Friday the 13th.
Wes Craven was Nightmare on Elm
I know better than that.
All right, but John Carpenter's Ghost of Mars, I would say, hands down, probably one of his worst movies that I've seen.
God damn it. You'd think with such hard-hitting actors as Jason Statham, Ice Cube, Natasha Stromberg...
Natasha Henstridge.
Henstridge. Didn't she marry Statham and then kind of formed into Stromberg? I'm just kidding.
That was, I think, one of Statham's first movies.
I can tell.
But you...
easily
but
the
you
best actor
see,
in the movie.
Yes. But you can also see hints of him about to do more martial arts stuff.
Right? Doing some of those fight scenes that was like, oh no.
Well, because
no,
it's like guns, and then, I almost feel like he went up to Wes Craven, he went to John Carpenter, and he's like, hey, when they're coming to kill me, can I just fight them?
Yeah.
Like, just fight them, because I can fight.
Hey, John, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a pretty good fighter.
Yeah. Chuck Howard is like, well, I guess we can see it.
Whereas Ice Cube was like, hey, man, can we show off my guns all up on? I lean up against a wall or something, you see my arms and shit?
He gives a kick at one point in one of the fight scenes, and I was just like, yeah, Ice Cube, you don't kick. You don't kick. He's an arms guy. Like, it's so funny because, like, different people are different body types.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if I was going to fight someone, I'd probably use my arms more than my legs.
You got far more upper body going for
right,
you, yeah.
Right.
You could probably use your beard, too.
My beard just...
You'd be like, homeless vet, attack!
Well, so, okay, Wayne, why don't you tell me the plot of the movie?
Plot of the movie is sucker a bunch of people into a movie theater and make them pay because it's got John Carpenter's name on. JK, there's a colony on Mars called Crycy.
Well, I don't think that's where it takes place. Crycy is the capital.
That's the only colony on Mars.
No.
That's what it said at the beginning. There's only 638,000 people on Mars.
There's a mining...
Yeah, just outside of Crycy.
Right, so it's not Crycy.
It's a suburb of Crycy.
It's the Edina of Crycy.
Oh, Christ almighty. No, it's not. It would be probably the Brooklyn Park of Crycy.
Brooklyn Park.
Because they got all those dirt gravel pits.
Whenever
out there.
Whenever I hear Brooklyn Park, I just think of Crooklyn Dark now because I had a...
Dude. Racist.
Yeah. Someone came on and said, or as we like to call it, he's like, I'm from Brooklyn Park, or as we like to call it, Crooklyn Dark.
Who said that?
A white guy.
I grew up in Brooklyn Park. From birth till seventh grade, I was on West Side, and then from seventh to graduation, East Side, bitches!
But we were all white. Over that bitch.
Very white. I think I could count all black kids.
Who is that girl? Who is that bitch? All right, anyhow.
As Ice Cube said about every woman that entered the sink. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
They're mining. There's a mining colony outside of Crycy, just outside of Crycy. It's just a train right away. It's the only form of transportation, the slowest moving train ever, too, possibly.
Yeah.
Like, people were, like, briskly walking past it.
There's cars, but no one drives cars.
No, because they're terraforming it too. That was the other thing, which means that
they 84% terraform.
Which means that they can walk around without masks on. They can breathe the air.
For the most part, you still.
And I think that's mostly for movie purposes. Otherwise, it would have been more expensive buying fishbowl helmets for everybody.
Well, they had those little breathers that they had to every once in a while take a hit off of.
Yeah, well, that's understandable though. Takes you a month to get used to the headaches. I think is what how someone chuckled at that comment. Which,
oh my god,
Pam Grier was so bad in this movie.
Well, she was only in the movie for the first. Like,
I know when her head got cut off. Oh, spoilers are going to happen. When her head got cut off. I was like, yay, no more Pam Grier.
Was she that bad? I don't
know. Yeah, she was. She was terrible. And they're walking out in the open, and they're just, like, having a conversation with each other. Like, hey, what's going on? Oh, well, do you know the whole thing? Like, you need to talk louder than that outside.
Yeah. It was a weird, like, apparently the lieutenant, which is Natasha Henstridge, she's a drug addict.
Right.
So she pops those pills.
Yeah.
That get her high.
And everybody in charge is a female, apparently, too, was the big key that John Carpenter wanted to point out. Females were in charge. And see what happened? Everybody damn near died.
Yeah, it's all because of the women.
Yep.
Yeah, because it never happens when men are in charge. So they go to this colony where they're supposed to pick a prisoner.
Uh-huh.
And
Desolation. Desolation Williams. Desolation. Good name, mister.
And they get there, and, like, it's just quiet.
Ghost Town-esque.
It should be very busy here.
As they showed in flashback for a third of a second.
Yeah. And then they quickly find out that there was a secret entranceway into the mines of whatever that released the ghosts of Mars.
The ghost powder is what I want to call it, because that's what it looked like. Someone took a flower shaker and just went chick chick chick.
Oh yeah, they were doing that. You could tell the special effects were pretty shoddily done.
Yeah. Poorly shoddily done. Oh, so bad.
So anyhow, these ghosts have taken over the miners, and the miners have gone. Well, they're not crazy. They're now the Martians.
Right, but they become self mutilating.
They start self mutilating, and then on top of that, they start
creating mobiles.
Yeah, out of, like, weird things.
Sharp things. Barbed wire, nails, scissors. A lot of scissors.
Oh, yeah. I never seen so many scissors on Mars.
Yeah, like, half scissors, too. They just were really dismantling scissors to make mobiles out of them. Which they weren't bloodied or anything. Like, they weren't using them as weapons. Right. They were just mobiles.
Yeah, just make this and hang it. It looks good. That looks really pretty, John. Well, thanks, man.
Or as the Martians would say...
Yeah, me and Wayne had a discussion after the movie about how apparently, like...
There's only really one guy that even says anything.
Yeah, the rest of them chant, but the chant is weird, too. They're like, hoo-ha,
hoo-ha,
hoo-ha. Like, it's to a beat.
Yeah,
it's
and like, they're smacking themselves, and they all somehow have, what am I trying... Table saw blades that they can throw... Quite accurately.
Very well.
Like, where do those even come from?
Have you ever tried to throw a table saw blade? I have. Twice. And it is hard.
Yeah. I've thrown the top of, like, a coffee can before, and it goes...
Yeah.
And, but that way they were chopping and slicing and dicing right through stuff.
They were going through people's heads.
Ginsu throwing blades, I guess. I don't know.
It was crazy. So, basically, as you can tell, action ensues. All right. Let's talk
Lots
about...
Lots of action!
Let's talk about our main characters. Our main character in the movie is Natasha Henstridge. It's all from her perspective because she's the only survivor, which you find out right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
Oh, so it's not like, I mean, that's not even a huge spoiler. She's right there. She gets out. And this
she's
is
handcuffed to the bed that she's kind of sort of sleeping on, and she's got a weird cut on her neck.
Right.
And then they immediately go, hey, we found you, and you also had drugs in your system. What's your story?
Yeah.
So everybody goes, oh, she had drugs in her system. They must have knocked her out because they say some weird drug that you don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah.
But then you come out to find out that this drug is her little vice.
But it's also her savior later on.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Yeah. See, drugs aren't so bad.
Drugs
if you're
going to
be possessed by a ghost, you puke it out.
It's really weird because like they bring up little things that you think might come into play later, and they really just don't.
Or they foreshadow the shit out of stuff.
Yeah. But like, okay, because like the Mexican guy,
Trace.
Yeah, Trace, who's huffing the shit.
No, he was huffing the nitrous. They basically.
It's a mixture of nitrous and air.
Yeah.
It's black market shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's a percentage of nitrous multiple, aren't they? As Jason Statham was saying, yeah. And the guy that was called the Laffers.
Laffers is what they call
it. Not Whippets. Laffers.
So you're thinking like, okay, this is gonna come into play later. Like Doesn't
the guy become a complete idiot and cutting his thumb off.
Well, yeah.
Which was so predictable. Everybody's stabbing them and he goes, oh, I'm gonna cut it. Thumb obviously in the wrong place. Woo!
Cuts it, doesn't scream, just picks it up and hands the open can with his thumb squirting blood.
Yeah. And everybody just goes, wah, wah.
Yeah, everyone's just kind of like, you idiot.
That's Trace.
That's Trace cutting his finger off.
Still huffing like a motherfucker, too.
Oh, my God. And, yeah, that's the thing is, supposedly this guy's been doing it for a long time. He's addicted to it.
Turns your brain into Swiss cheese.
But apparently he can't handle it.
Right.
Like,
he's a junkie.
Handle your shit, man.
Right.
If you're going to do drugs, at least do well at doing drugs.
You do enough where you can kill aliens.
Yeah, he was worthless. I mean, he dropped a grenade right away. He was the first guy to die. They get out, and he's just like, oh, no! And you're just like, this is a hardcore guy that I'm supposed to be thinking is, like, you know, going to
salvation,
some
gonna
people
help
up.
Us all. Hey, nope. Moron.
The scene of them loading up was them cutting open cans of food and putting charges into the cans.
So it would be easier to throw.
Right.
That's what it was. It wasn't so much
the charges already were easy to throw. They were throwing them later.
At the whole half of the movie they show is like, oh, they're pretty accurate too. Like, the whole idea was to put them in the can for easier throwing or something. I don't know.
It's just stupid. No, it's just stupid. Thank you, John Carpenter, for that.
Dummy.
All right. The dialogue in this movie is pretty normal as compared to the FP.
Well, I'll tell you, shit is tough at the goddamn crisis. Crisis.
Shit is tough on Mars.
Yeah.
Okay, so Natasha Henstridge is our main character. Ice Cube is the prisoner that they're supposed to go pick up. Jason Statham is like the third in command, I guess, behind
the horn bone.
Oh, yeah. He's constantly trying to have sex with Natasha Henstridge.
Yeah.
Constantly. She keeps saying, no, no, no.
Even if you were the last man on Earth. Well, we ain't on Earth.
No, she says that.
I know.
If you were the last man on Earth, and we're not on Earth.
Which means I want to fuck you now, right?
No. Oh. She said no.
That means ever.
Yeah. Not going to do it. Then, like later on, locks her into a storage room.
Hey, I want to show you something.
Brings her to the storage room, hits on her again, and she's like, did you bring me in here just to hit on me? He goes,
seduce me?
Yep.
I thought, it's going down here. We might as well just give it a try.
And then she's like, good point.
Let's
and then they're
away.
About to fucking...
Shit hits the fucking fan, boy.
Yeah, let's get to that, too. So we've already determined at this point that when you kill someone that's inhabited by one of these ghosts...
Yep.
The ghost then goes to a different body.
It just floats out and you get to see where it's looking. And it kind of looks around at people, kind of like the thing was looking at people. And that's where I kind of started thinking, like, hey, is this like a prequel? Is this the Prometheus of the thing?
Oh, yeah, that's right. John Carpenter did the thing as well.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Thank you, John Carpenter, for reusing old material.
Right? Like, but I was like, is this a pre-prequel? But then I didn't quite.
And that was called John Carpenter's The Thing.
I think it started off as The Thing, and then after...
Well, it was a remake.
After the remake...
No, the remake was what John Carpenter did. John Carpenter was responsible for the remake of The Thing. There was an original The Thing.
Are we talking about the Kurt Russell The Thing, or was there a thing before...
There was a thing before Kurt Russell.
Shut up!
Kurt Russell's The Thing. Kurt Russell's The Thing was the remake that John Carpenter made.
Oh, I love that movie so much. Now, that's a scary fucking movie when you're four. I forget when that came out.
It wasn't so scary when I watched it last. It was just kind of like, man.
Yeah, but you know it's going to happen, though. But when you're younger, but the monsters they had in that movie, holy shitballs, was that good.
The thing about The Thing was that...
He's the thing about The Thing.
It was... The thing about The Thing was that the thing about all old horror movies is, they were super scary because at the time being, we didn't have... the best prosthetics. We didn't have all the CGI that you can do now.
Right, right.
And now we have all that.
Yeah.
But it's all overdone.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like...
You can start making more humor gore.
Yeah.
Because it's just funny on how bad it looks now. Because there was when that train blew up, I was like, oh, matchstick model.
Well, this movie, I think, burning. Came out in 2000?
2002, I think.
Was it 2002?
It was still pretty bad.
It was still like, it was 2001, 2002, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right.
All I know is, what happens in this movie is just so ridiculous. She had the right plan. Let's just get out of here.
Yeah.
So they head to the train. The train's not there. So they decide just to start killing them all. Well, okay, but now you're going to have those guys floating out.
And that scientist lady who was another horrible actress, told them what's going to happen if they do it. And they were like, yeah, okay.
And they do it anyways.
Fuck all y'all.
Then the ultimate part comes when this happens. They finally make it to the train.
The train finally shows up.
They all get on the train. I think they only lost like 3 people at this point.
That sounds right.
They're on the train and they're like, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a brilliant idea. She being Natasha Henstridge.
Yeah.
She goes, wait a second, guys. We got to blow this whole place to Kingdom Come. And they're like, well, is that a good idea to do that? And then the train guy had the right idea. He goes, no, we're not going back there.
Right.
She's like,
this
look,
noise.
We need to destroy them before they come to other places. We own Mars now. You know, yeah. Like, fuck them. So you go back, blow them to Kingdom Come, spoiler alert. And guess what? The whole tide of fucking ghost Martians.
Well, everybody else dies now except for Ice Cube and Natasha now, because of this whole brilliant idea.
Yeah, basically they would have had like 10 survivors, which could have all been gone back to Crisis and been like, oh shit, ghosts of Mars.
Because this was one of my favorite lines. That's why I'm leading back to this point here where Ice Cube and Natasha are in the train and they're like, we've got to get 2 miles away from the radius or otherwise we're going to get blown to Kingdom Come. And then Ice Cube goes, what are you trying to say? And my mind was like, what the fuck did I just say? I just said we need to get... But no, she says, we got to haul ass or something simple like that, which makes far more sense.
Yeah. Ice Cube's just like, oh, thanks for blacking it up for me. Like, that's basically...
Hey, man, thanks for blacking it up.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah.
They had to, like, Ice Cube
because you know he drew some extra fans into that movie who would not have gone if it had been a John Carpenter movie.
Well, I don't think anyone got drawn into this movie. I think the box office was just terrible.
This movie was bad.
Then we see, so like we said earlier, I like how we're all over the place whenever.
You always are.
I like it. So anyways, when Natasha Henstridge at some point gets taken over by one of the things, they throw her outside of where they're hiding. Right,
because they realize they're Ice Cube and Jason Statham and Clea.
Sure,
I think the 3 of them are all kind of hovering. Clara are all hovering over her, and they're like, "That's not her. That's not her." Which they did the right. That was the smartest thing.
Thing they did was to throw her outside. Yes. Then Ice Cube's like, "This was her necklace. I stole it from her, but here." And then Jason Statham goes, "That's her stash." Takes one out, puts it in her mouth. Just to be
wipes
like,
her lips kind of like seductively, even kind of like maybe she'll give me another BJ before she. No.
No, it was almost as if to be like, you know, we're going to put you out of, like, at least you can be high when you're being taken over. And surprise, surprise, the drug saved her life. Here's my question. They just figured out how to stop them.
Yeah.
They literally just figured out how to stop them.
Yeah.
Take that drug, spit it out, you know, whatever.
She puked out the ghost, basically.
That's all you have to do from then on. Fucking do that. One of those ghosts comes up to take you over.
Yeah.
Pop one of them drugs. Spit
God
it out.
Damn right. Drugs are good.
Because it just kind of dissipated after that.
What kind of drug do you think that was? I think it was kind of a 2CI.
She called it clear. She said it's just clear.
Yeah, but then they showed like the ocean waves crashing. And then the little snake symbol on there kind of doing a weird kind of puzzly thing.
You know it was the future. So we don't know what kind of drugs we're going to have in the future. The other thing I think was kind of funny was this was around the last time that they started showing dates of when this stuff is going down.
Oh, right.
Because at the beginning, you missed it, but the first couple seconds, it said date 2158 or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the date. But remember when movies used to always have a time period, and they used to say, like, time period, instead of saying the future, mm-hmm. it would say like year 2010, you know, like or whatever. And then all of a sudden, all this futuristic shit would happen. Well, they stopped doing it because basically we're coming up to those years.
Oh yeah.
That they thought we were gonna have all this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And no one has any of that fucking shit.
Right.
So people are just
like hoverboards are due in like 3 years, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoverboards were supposed to already have happened.
I just saw a thing where...
Or was it 2006? 2016?
I guess.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
Either way, we're supposed to have all this stuff, and we haven't been doing it.
Yeah.
So science fiction is basically, whenever they're making these movies, they're setting a date.
Or they go so fucking far ahead now that they're like, there's no one's ever going to be alive to, okay, man, right? Please, cross fingers.
Right. Please don't let us look stupid. I think it was the best idea that people ever came up with was to just stop putting dates on it. Just be like, sometime in the future. Guess what? Sometime in the future is perfectly fine. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be, you know, fucking 50 years from now. It could be thousands of years from now.
Right.
And when you're doing shit like that, that's way easier to do. I mean, think about the movie 2012. That movie is fucked.
Yes. It's already not doing great. But you know what? He's got a month and a half.
Yeah, this is supposed to happen in December.
Yeah, just under 2 months.
I'm a part of a group on Facebook about the Mayan end of the world.
And?
I don't know. I'm kind of hoping it happens. If it doesn't happen, I'm not going
to... Do you have a lot of credit card debt also?
No, I have no credit card debt. I just think it'd be like, if it happened, be like, oh my God, it really did happen.
You would run out, you go, I was right! And then an asteroid would crush your head.
I was so right!
Gosh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my reaction will be, huh. Well, I'm damned. Right, that's my same reaction of when I have a heart attack, because I'm trying to guess what it would feel like to have one. I'll go, huh.
Thud. My all-time favorite scene in this movie was... We discussed a little bit about...
When Natasha got out of bed right at the end and was almost naked, you're like, here she comes! Oh, I like her better when she was naked.
Oh, she was so much better in Species. She was naked like pretty much that whole movie.
Oh.
Have you seen Species?
No.
That's what we're watching next.
No, we're watching the James Bond movie next.
Yeah, that's Friday.
Oh.
That comes out.
Okay.
So we'll do that.
Sounds good.
But we have to watch Species. Oh my God, I can't believe you haven't seen that movie. That movie is so fantastic just because, like, the plot is basically that, like, there's this alien chick.
Trying to get pregnant.
Well, no, she's trying to get pregnant to have more kids so that she can grow her species. Yeah.
Populate.
So, she'll be naked. She's naked 90% of that movie.
Well, let's pop it in real quick. Just kidding. I gotta go after this. But we still have time.
Okay.
Yeah, your favorite, and I agree with you, because we both were like, what the fuck just happened? The very end. One of the last line in the movie.
Last line in the movie. So she's already talked to the courts. They've already, like, marked it off as, like, what are we going to tell the cartel?
The cartel.
What are we going to tell the cartel? That there's ghosts on Mars? Then the ladies
pan
have
out,
a little chuckle about it.
Show crises, and then the...
Then all of a sudden you see the pink dust
ghost
coming in.
Ghost farts coming in.
Yeah. But then, Tasha Henstridge hears this alarm go off. She gets out of bed in her underwear.
Mm-hmm. Weapons rearmaming.
Puts on clothes. Yep. And then all of a sudden, who comes to the door?
Dun, dun, dun!
Ice Cube. Comes to the door with his plated fucking AK, or what is it?
Max SMGs.
Hens? Yeah.
They were tight as fuck. They were chromed out.
They were chromed out.
Pretty tight.
Throws her one. First of all, you don't throw a gun to someone.
No,
it's
never.
It's just a bad idea. Especially semi-automatic.
Unless it the magazine is removed from it and it is also on safety. Then you can toss both one at a time. Here's a gun. Here's a magazine. Now load it up. Let's go.
I just wouldn't toss a gun at anyone.
Why not? If they're at a distance?
Stupid. Just stupid. Slide it. Maybe I'd like to see Ice Cube lean over and just slide the gun. Here you go. But they get the gun. Then he says it's killing time. Basically, he doesn't say that, but it's like it's killing time.
Time to fuck some ghost motherfuckers up.
They walk out the doors, and he says, "You know what? You're pretty good at this. You should consider becoming a criminal." And she goes, "Oh, you make a pretty good criminal." And she goes, "You'd make a pretty good cop." Then they both go.
Nah!
At the same time.
And how they didn't hop up and click their heels together.
Oh my god, I thought there was going to be a high five in
yeah.
there. I have, like, expected them to turn and be like, nah. And then, like, freeze frame on the high five, and then all of a
sudden. Or they freeze frame on the fourth wall break where they look into the audience like, ha, can you believe how wacky we are?
They look at the screen and they're just like, see you next time.
Yeah, get ready for the sequel. There is a sequel to
they,
this, isn't
no,
there?
No, they prepared for one, but they never had one.
Do you know why they didn't make one?
Because this movie was terrible?
Do you know what the budget was for this movie?
No.
What would your guess be?
I'm going to say $20
million. Oh, $28 million. Because they had Ice Cube. And that, then they had to pay Anthrax, too, million. For the music. The heavy metal was
Anthrax. You know who did the soundtrack?
Anthrax did a lot of the music.
Said John Carpenter did the soundtrack.
He did. Okay, well, here are we going to go with music by John Carpenter, Anthrax.
So they worked together.
Guess how much money this movie made, knowing that it was
$28
million. Dollars. Box office is $14 million.
Wow.
Yeah, so how John Carpenter is allowed to make movies at all anymore is baffling.
Well, I stand by it. John Carpenter, quit putting your name on shit because it's diluting your fucking name. It's
you
diluting your brand.
Sucker, name dropping piece of shit.
I'm just saying.
JK, I'm talking about my neighbor, John Carpenter, not the director, movie maker.
Yeah, in case he ever wants to put you in one of his shitty movies.
No, in case he's listening to us, because I know he knows a guy. I know he knows
Let me ask you a question.
Was John Carpenter married to Linda Hamilton? Who was married to Linda Hamilton that was a director?
Actor? Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Who am I thinking?
I thought James Cameron.
James Cameron. Okay, that's it. All right, JC, that's why that mixed me up a little bit.
James Cameron was married to her
James
for a bit.
Cameron. And then he made Avatar, one of the coolest sci-fi movies that ripped off Ferngully.
One of the shittiest movies ever.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Avatar.
It was fun to watch. I will give it that. I'm not upset that I saw it in 3D, but it winning awards that were not special effects made me punchy.
Well, you heard that he's devoted his life to making the second and third movie now, right?
I'm sorry, what?
He's just doing Avatar now.
Is he now going to rip off Five-O Goes West?
He says he's not going to do any more movies other than Avatar movies. He's done.
What other movies is he going to rip off now? Aristocats?
I don't know. Well, the next one's supposed to be Undersea, so I'm going to...
Oh, no! He's going to rip off The Little Mermaid or Finding Nemo!
Oh, my God. He's going to do Finding Nemo.
Oh, no.
James Cameron, you piece of shit, James. Okay, first of all, let's call James Cameron what he is, real quick. We're going to sum it up with this.
Like a billionaire.
This is James
shit.
Cameron in a nutshell. His whole filmography is as follows. It's Aliens, mm-hmm. the second one.
Mm-hmm.
It is The Terminator.
Yeah.
Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Titanic.
Oh, yeah, he did do that one, didn't he?
And Avatar.
Yeah.
Those are the movies that he's done.
Yeah.
This Some, man.
The most epic movies ever.
But here's the thing. Everyone's like, this guy's such a great director. No, he's not that great a director. What he does is he just doesn't fucking do a lot of movies. So he just does movies that he can, like, micromanage and do himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you do that stuff, like, first Terminator movie, no one really talks about the first Terminator movie. People talk about Terminator 2.
Yeah.
I mean, Aliens was a great movie. I'll give him that. Right. Terminator 2 was a great movie. Terminator was a little rough.
Yeah.
Around the edges. And then fucking Titanic was not about Titanic at all. They should not have called it Titanic. No. I'm just going to say this right now. The biggest problem I had with Titanic was not the fact that it was about a love story, not the fact that it took place on Titanic, not the fact that there was a bunch of fudged facts and figures. It's the fact that if you're going to make a movie about a love story and they happen to be on the Titanic... Call it something, and it just takes place on the Titanic.
Right. It just happened. They could have named it, like, what was the date? April 24th?
Yeah.
If they would have called it that.
They could have called it Iceberg. But when you call it Titanic, I expect that the movie is about the boat, the Titanic. Not about these two lovebirds that are falling in love and shit like that.
It sounds about right.
It's just stupid. That'd be like calling a Western movie, like, Western.
Westish. Yeah.
And then it's only about this one guy that happens to be living in the West. You don't name it on the setting.
Hey, where do you live? Out West. Nice. Oh, he also did Rambo First Blood Part 2.
I'm trying to find all the James Cameron.
He did the part two movie?
He did the part two. He did Abyss. I remember that. That was another one of those, like, it was visually wonderful, but fuck the story.
But then he did a lot of documentaries, because he devoted his life to, like, resurfacing.
Oh, he did True Lies. I actually really liked True Lies a lot.
You know what? I didn't like True Lies. Maybe it's because I missed the boat, because I didn't watch it when it first came out.
Tom Arnold made it.
That's why. Yeah. Just Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyways.
Don't forget about Dark Angel, the TV show.
He didn't direct it. He created it.
He had a lot to do with it. He was on site a lot, too. I remember because our comedic friend Gus Lynch said that he was on site all the time. Because he was in one of the episodes, Mermaid.
Gus was in one of the episodes?
Yeah, he's operating the machine that lifts up the net.
Sweet.
He's like the first person you see in that episode.
Nice.
Yeah. He was supposed to have a fight scene. They had him hang out for a few days, and he was like, then they just decided, then James just decided not to. So he got paid to hang out, and I was like, that makes absolutely no sense when I watched the episode. I was like, why in the fuck would that guy come out of nowhere again for a fight scene? He brought her up out of the water, like, hey, look what we found. That's the end of his character. Boom. But then they're playing on a fight scene later. Like, okay, that's probably the smart movie did.
All right, guys. This has been James Cameron Talk. With my guest host, or my
James
co-host.
Cameron. We're talking about the John Carpenter, the JC Hour. How about that?
The JC Hour.
JC.
This episode is the JC Hour. And it's only 30 minutes.
32 pretty soon. Anyway.
Co-host, Wayne Burfine.
Us and our host, Ted Evans.
Thank you for listening. Have a great night.
Meow.
Watch movies.
Thank you for listening to Cinema Catnip. To contact Ted or Wayne, email them, cinemacatnip@gmail.com, or contact them on Twitter, Wayne Burfine's @MCDS_orange, or Ted Evans, @TedEvans0107. If this is an emergency, dial 911.